It's Wednesday, February 26th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Chuck Holton, a CBN contributor, documented an example of horrific persecution of Christians in Nigeria. At one refugee camp for some of the 2.5 million displaced Nigerian Christians, Holton spoke to Johanna, a young man in his 20s who shared a tragic story about his father, reports FaithWire.com.
On 29 September 2014 was the day that they attacked my village. Around 10, I have a call that they have killed my dad. They asked him to deny Christ, in which he refused. They have cut his right hands. Then he refused. They have cut to the elbow again, in which he refused, before they shot him thrice at the head, forehead, the neck, and chest.
No doubt the words of Amos 5, verse 24, compose the heart cry of Johanna and other suffering Nigerian Christians. Let justice roll down like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. U.S. health officials warned yesterday that the burgeoning coronavirus is certain to spread more widely in the country at some point, reports the Associated Press. Dr. Nancy Messonnier of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said, quote, "It's not so much a question of if this will happen anymore, but rather more a question of exactly when this will happen and how many people in this country will have severe illness," end quote. The CDC's call for Americans to be prepared added new urgency to response efforts that, until this week, focused on a disease largely confined to China, where it apparently originated, and neighboring countries. Former Vice President Joe Biden made yet another gaffe Monday, saying in a South Carolina campaign speech that he is a, quote, "candidate for the United States Senate," end quote, and that people could, quote, "vote for the other Biden," end quote, if he is not their preferred candidate, reports Breitbart.com. Listen for yourself.
South Carolina is going to determine who the next president of the United States is going to be. You really are. You're the ones that sent Bill Clinton to the presidency, and you're the ones that sent Barack Obama to the presidency. And I have a simple proposition here. I'm here to ask you for your help. My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay? That's all I've really got to say to you.
The disoriented remarks of the 77-year-old senator have gone viral. Last night, the sparks were flying as CBS hosted the latest Democratic presidential debate in Charleston, South Carolina. Millionaire businessman Tom Steyer, who was at the back of the pack, attacked the two frontrunners, Senator Sanders and Mayor Bloomberg.
We are looking at a party that has decided that we're either going to support someone who's a Democratic socialist or somebody who has a long history of being a Republican.
Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont says that he's the man to beat President Trump, according to the polls.
Of the last 50 polls that have been done nationally, I beat Trump 47 of those 50 times.
And ironically enough, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts attacked former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg on his support of abortion, despite the fact that she agrees with the right of a woman to kill her baby.
At least I didn't have a boss who said to me, "kill it," the way that Mayor Bloomberg
never
alleged
to
have said to one of his pregnant employees.
Major credit card companies like MasterCard, Discovery, and Visa, among others, are facing an increasing amount of pressure to end their partnerships with pornographic websites proven to be hosting illegal content, reports FaithWire.com. Haley McNamara, Vice President of Advocacy and Outreach for the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, penned a column Monday in which she asked, quote, "How can mainstream credit card companies process payments for an industry that is virtually guaranteed to profit from rape and sex trafficking?" End quote. Stephen Ertelt, founder of LifeNews.com, wrote, quote, "When it comes to abortion, Democrats like California Governor Gavin Newsom are just hypocrites. The pro-abortion Democrat governor has been working to dismantle human rights through his abortion advocacy and support of assisted suicide for years. But now he's pushing a state budget that will allocate $50 million toward protecting pets from euthanasia and promoting animal adoptions, end quote. Newsom said, quote, "We want to be a no-kill state," end quote, referring to animal euthanasia. Ironically enough, while California Governor Newsom is concerned about saving 150,000 animals, he is completely unmoved by the 132,680 California babies who were killed by abortions in 2017. And finally, Disney is putting our children in the crosshairs yet again. This time, the entertainment giant is portraying witchcraft in a positive light through its new fantasy comedy cartoon series entitled The Owl House, reports the Christian Post. The series is based on a teenage girl named Luz who stumbles on a portal to a demonic realm and befriends and becomes the apprentice to a witch named Ida. Over 16,000 people have signed a petition put out by 1 million moms calling on the Disney Channel to cancel The Owl House, which premiered in January. Sadly, it has already been renewed for a second season. Leviticus 19, verse 31 says, "Do not turn to mediums or seek out spiritists, for you will be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God." And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, February 26th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.